Yeah, it's Carrie there. No, she just tried to phone my phone before, never over. Okay. Yes, thank you. I was worried about I didn't, well, that'd be the first time anyone's been honest to me and said that one. Thank you. And because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I know bloody thing went through because I saw the tick and it disappeared. I'm thinking, God, what's happened now? You know, because I know that bloody ANZ Bank's given me a hard time over the years. You know, oh look, they I had another house, and when I bought the other house, they cross-collateralized it with a house that I owned for 30 years. Anyhow, I, because of my age, I couldn't buy it on my own thing, so I helped had another person that I'd helped come into the country buy it, didn't I, with me, you know, just put their name on it so I could get the loan through. Huh, was that a wrong bloody move? You know, in the end, the solicitor told me, lied to me for 2 years, for a year and a half, that he put the papers in and transferred it, and he hadn't done it. And in the end, they come back at me and bit me at 90 grand. And that, so the solicitor has to pay the 90 grand, but the trouble is he hasn't got his 90 grand yet. So I was out of pocket. I had to find it to get out of it, otherwise he would have sold my property on me. So, and all because that a rotten bank cross-collateralized it to a house that they had nothing to do with, they held me to ransom. They wouldn't remove it no matter what I did. I went to Office of Fair Trading, I went to Avco, I went to everybody at them, and they wouldn't remove the cross-collateralization, I tell you. So they held me to ransom, the rotten bastards, you know, like, yeah. And that, so, yeah, you know, my accountant said to me, they're the worst bank to ever deal with in your life is the ANZ Bank. So, yeah, so, you know, there's a story for you and a half, anyhow. But you know, I got myself caught well and truly on that one for well and truly. But hopefully I'll get myself out of it because he signed all the paperwork so that he owes me the money. And that, but he didn't sign in his business name, he signed it in his own name and everything like that, so I can probably really nail his ass if I really have to. So I just give him the time to get his money out of his insurance policy because he messed up. But, But hopefully he will. He keeps saying will, and I recorded him a set and all of that. So, because I can't afford to lose what I lost there, you know. So. Okay. Well, that's the first time I've ever had anybody say that to me. Thank you very much for being so honest. That'd be great, because I tell you what, I'm getting a bit bloody broke. Okay. Yeah, do that way, and that'll be fine. It'll go back in that way. Ollie is still got a bit of sloppy poos.
I see that.
Yep. Other than that, he's eating. He's eating. He likes sitting in front of that heat lamp. And that he's eating his food that I brought out of that. You know, I got the good stuff there in the box, you know, like you said, from the pet stock. He likes eating that. He likes he's eating his vegetables and things like that. He's not talking yet or anything, but he's still eating and everything. But I noticed there yesterday that his poos are a little bit on the watery side. Yeah, look, I showed her what to do because I'd been away for 4 days there and that. But
yep.
She said she's having no problems with it getting it in to him and everything there. He likes to bite on the end of the syringe naturally and carry on a bit. But she said, no, it's all going into him and that there. And she's doing the three things, you know, the one in the morning, one at night, and the other one sort of around the middle and that, you know. And she said she's having no problems with that. And I said, you sure? You know, she said, no, I love the bird. She said, I'm having no problems with it. I said, okay. He's still chewing away and doing that, but I hide it so well, you don't know, you know. Yeah, well, I did what you said. I dropped his perches right down low, so he's pretty well got to bend his head over into his dish now to eat, because he's low, way, way lower than his dish, and he just puts his head over the edge there and eats that way. So he's pretty standing straight, you could say, when he's swallowing anything, you know, that's for sure. Okay. That's all right. That'd be a great help at the moment, I can tell you. But, yeah, everything. I appreciate that so much, truly. And that, you know, I was just wondering about the poo side of it there. Should it still be a little bit loose on him like that or not? Okay. No, there's form to it too, as well as a bit of liquid, yeah. Okie Yep. I'm not up there at the moment. I'll check him out when I get up there in about a half an hour's time. But I didn't notice anything, no. He's eating all right and stuff, yeah. He's eating. Okay. No, there's not anything really. No. Okay. Okay. Yeah, he's still going all right. He's not. He, as you said, he's not up to his talking stage or doing anything, you know. It was chirping. He was chirping a little bit when I took him home that day, you know, the odd little chirp here and there and chirp here and there, but that was about it. But you know, in there and stuff, he's pretty quiet at the moment there. He's not doing anything at all, other than eating and just standing around, and then goes over and stands in front of his heat lamp, you know. Okie dokie. Thank you so much. Okay. Righto. See ya. Bye bye.